go right to those phone lines now at 308-8867. Dale is on the line. Hey, Dale, welcome to the show. How you doing today? Uh-oh. Dale, you there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I really have a problem with an oak tree.
Okay.
My wife just walked out and said, "Go, it's got fig ivy growing on." She said, "That isn't good. Go take it all off."
Fig ivy?
Yeah, fig ivy.
Huh. And how tall is it going?
Oh, 30, 40 feet.
The ivy is?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that may be a
Now,
a
is
problem.
It fig ivy or English ivy?
It's fig ivy, that little stuff.
That little stuff?
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's in a live oak tree?
Yes.
And it's going up the base, right? How tall is the live oak tree?
Oh, 40 feet maybe.
How tall is it to the first limb?
Over my, probably 10 feet.
So, 10 feet.
So the fig ivy is basically going all the way up, huh?
Right.
Okay, what I would do is I would get some Roundup, and I would spray up to the first spray the trunk up to the first limb.
Uh-huh.
You know, don't try not to get it on any of the oak leaves.
Okay.
And mix it as heavy a concentration as recommended on the label. Okay.
Now, I missed the name of it.
It's Roundup. Glyphosate herbicide.
Okay.
And then spray all the leaves up to, you know, where they become intergrown with the oak leaves, okay? And high as you can on the trunk.
How many, I mean, is there a million stems going up like when it goes up the side of the...
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
I don't know about a million, but there's a... It's pretty damn healthy.
Maybe she just wants you out of the house, and she wants you just to take your pocket knife and cut every one of those stems or something.
Well, I was thinking about that. I wasn't sure that they should come off, you know. I've been just sitting there watching, thinking how pretty it is.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not good, huh?
Yeah, the regular ivy, you know, has a tendency to get up there. It doesn't go all the way to the top, but it does do considerable shading, so you end up with just a top layer of leaves, and then everything else below is bare, than ivy.
When you spray it with this Roundup, what that'll do, it'll definitely kill the lower leaves,
right,
and it may be translocated up into the top.
Right.
And the tree will not take in the Roundup through the trunk of the tree.
Right, okay.
And I have killed it. The reason I know this works is I did it off the side of my house. Now, I was able to...
And he didn't kill the house at all with the Roundup, so he knows it won't kill that oak tree.
And I didn't, and I could spray to the top, but I'm thinking if it only kills the bottom leaves that you sprayed and then didn't kill the top, then all you have to do is, like Calvin was talking about, going in there and cut. You've now defoliated it, and then all you have to do is go in there and cut the lower ends of it, and that'll kill the top out for sure.
The other thing you can do, if she's just trying to find you something to do, you can go out there, cut a few, and say, "Well, I started the process."
Yeah.
take a couple of weeks and get it done. Right?
And you got to take some fluids with you too, for sure, when you're out there.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks, Dale.